Boker Tov Rabotai, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Vayigash. We have in this week's parasha one of the most memorable events in the entire Torah, the reunion of Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers, and finally with his father. And it's very, a lot of people get very emotional when they read these parashiyot, and it is very beautiful, obviously. But if you look in some of the Mefarshim, you'll see that there's a lot beneath the surface that the Torah doesn't tell us explicitly that went on during this episode. Yosef utters the famous words to his brothers, "Vayomer lahem Yosef, ani Yosef, ha'od avi chai, v'lo yachelu echav la'anot oto, ki nivhalu mipanav." There's a few questions the Beit HaLevi asks on this pasuk. He said, "I'm Yosef, is my father still alive?" And the brothers couldn't answer because they were frightened by his face or in front of him. Beis HaLevi asks a few questions, many more, but he says, first of all, why is he asking, Ani Yosef, I get, why is he asking, is my father still alive? Says, the whole conversation until now was, what were they talking about? Their father being alive, and if he takes Binyamin, then his father's going to die, which means he knows for a fact that Yaakov Avinu is still alive. And guess what? What are you going to say? Maybe he died in the interim. But guess what? The brothers haven't been back down to Canaan in the meantime. So even if he died, they wouldn't know about it, which means that he's in the same boat as them. He knows that he's alive, meaning de facto, not knowing that status quo that he's alive. And even if he died, they wouldn't even know about it. There's no phones or social media or text or whatever. They wouldn't know. Number two, it says that the brothers couldn't answer him. It doesn't say because they were ashamed. That would be ashamed or shocked. It says that they were frightened. Were they frightened of that? What exactly is this fright? And what are you going to say? That he was going to kill them, right? Is that really it? The Beis HaLevi, which is actually expounded upon by the Sichot Musar, was this past Tuesday, they explain. There's a famous midrash in this week's parasha based on this pasuk that says, "Amar Abba Kohen Bar Dela, Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom atochacha." This episode in the Torah teaches us how much we should fear and prepare ourselves for the day of judgment, the day of rebuke, reckoning day. What's he talking about? When we come before, after 120 years, we come before our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why? How woeful is it going to be? Uma Yosef ketanan shel shvatim. Yosef was the youngest, smallest of the shvatim. But when he got in their face with Musar, they weren't able to answer him. What Musar are we talking about? So too, us lifnei melech malchei melachim. Says the Beis HaLevi, what Musar are we talking about? It says, Ani Yosef, Aod Avichai. Seems to be asking just a very simple question. Is my father still alive? Says the Beis HaLevi, a twist on the whole storyline that sometimes people don't realize. And if you read the psukim this way, it's not as much of a loving reunion until later, but this pasuk is very scathing. Musa says the Beis HaLevi, you know, you read the pasuk, "Vayomer lahem Yosef, ani Yosef, ha'od avi chai." Rhetorical question. You're busy telling me that, give me a whole speech, a whole drasha, give me back my brother, and you're threatening me, the midrashim say, and if I don't give you back Binyamin, then your father's going to die. How can we see his tzar? And how can we see him suffer so much? He says, one second. Where you been for 22 years when you kidnapped me and you sold me to Mitzrayim and you fed your father, our father, a bunch of lies for 22 years that I was ripped apart and killed and whatever? You see him unconsolable, uncontrollably sobbing for 22 years. That you're okay with. And now you're preaching to me about the fact that if Binyamin doesn't come back, we're going to see him bitzad and he's going to die. Where were you for 22 years? That's very, very harsh, Musar. How did they respond? Exactly, says the Torah. They could not answer him because they were not ashamed. Rashi says, mipnei busha. But it was frightful shame. They had nothing to say. There's nothing that you can say to such Musa. Says the Beit HaLevi, that's what the Midrash means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'atid lavo, look at this, this is in this world. Le'atid lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to judge us based on other people's actions. That wouldn't be fair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he judges us le'atid lavo, he's going to judge us based on our own actions. Hashem is going to say, did you do the mitzvot? Did you transgress the avirot? And, you know, we're going to have a multitude of excuses. And Hashem is going to use the excuses we give him. And he's going to compare it to other things we did in our life with so much gusto, with so much enthusiasm. Hashem says, why couldn't you do this mitzvah? You didn't have koach. Look how much koach you had to do these avonot. You didn't have time. Look how much time you had to do these avonot. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the brothers couldn't answer Yosef, yet Yosef got them, not with random facts. How did Yosef nail the brothers? Their own actions. How can you dare tell me that you care about your father's tzar? Look what you did to me. What are you talking about? How do you even have a pitron pe? How dare you? And they didn't have what to answer. Eventually, he placated them. He calmed them down. He acted loving to them. But first, he gave them, boom, he gave them a high dosage of musar. When we come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is going to judge us the same way, not based on others. The gauge for our actions is our actions in other settings. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges. And that's a sombering thought. When we come before Melech Melchayim Lachayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to live our lives based on the first Mishnah and the third Pirik of Pirkei Avot. Akavya bin Ma'al al-El Omer, Histakel b'shlosha dvarim ve'eh ataba lidei avera. Da, me'ayin bata, ul'an ata holech, ולפני מי אתה עתיד ליתן דין וחשבון. מאין באת? מטיפה סרוחה. ולאן אתה הולך? למקום עפר, רימה ותולעה. ולפני מי אתה עתיד ליתן דין וחשבון? לפני מלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא. Hashem doesn't play games. Hashem doesn't mince words. Hashem cuts to the chase and says it like it is, based on us. There's no way to get out of that. All excuses, all other nonsense falls away. It's in this world is the time to prepare ourselves for how we're going to answer in Olam HaEmet. We have to live our lives with that goal in mind. How am I going to give this accounting and reckoning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when the time comes? If a person lives like that, will be able to answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu proudly and honestly when the time comes, Rabotai. That's the lesson from this week's parasha. I thank you all for listening. Shabbat shalom. Stay warm. Stay safe. Hashem yitchem. Kol tov.
Thank you, Rav. Shabbat shalom.
Kol tov.